One, two, three, tiddly bee, 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 tiddly bee, bee, bee. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral.
All right, hello, and thank you for joining this Brew Happy radio show. I'm your host, Damian DeBizer, as the voice of beer. And with us, as always, is DJ Fitzmagic with radiant hits from all across time. Pair with your beer.
All across time.
Yeah. Well, I was going to pick a genre, but you're quite the Renaissance man.
I do like to pull from different areas of musicality.
Yeah.
We do have...
Good work.
Thank you. I do have a cultivated list this week instead of playing the game.
Yes.
We've got too much to do on the show to play the game.
Ah, yeah. You might be right about that. And we also have our good friend and sponsor, John Paul from Paul Cigars.
There we go. And you know what? It was a smoking last couple days.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's been very cloudy.
It was very nice, but it was warm.
Yeah.
It was warm and muggy, but it's warm.
It's full autumn. Yeah. I'm smelling a lot of fireplaces going.
The autumnal season is upon us.
There you go.
I like that word.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest who's not normally here, but has joined and graced us with the presence.
Yes, our media manager, the lovely and incomparable Bronwyn Landis.
Hi, everybody. Hey, do I still have that title?
Yeah.
I don't really even.
I mean,
no, no.
You manage.
I mean,
Damien, who manages our media.
You manage my heart.
Aww. You guys.
Okay. Well, all titles have been stripped, and therefore you are a peasant.
Wow.
No.
That happened
it's
fast.
Nice to see you. Hi. Welcome back.
The fall from grace happened so fast.
I'll have to
be in your damn house 32 years, days of the month, and mm-hmm. It's fine. Come on.
Yeah.
I know,
I'll have to. I'll have to de-escalate that on post.
That's right. No, it's fun.
No, it's awesome to be here. I finally got a night off. You know, they finally cut the ball and chain, and I was like free to see life again.
Speaking,
so
speaking of here,
I know.
Yeah, that was a great segue.
We are
here at Reverend Nat's Cider, the new cidery place, and we're here with Reverend Nat himself.
Hello, hello, hello.
How's it going, Rev?
It's great.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've had a podcast recorded in this building, even though we've only been open for less than a year.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Who do we have to kill for the first place spot?
It hasn't been released yet.
Oh, that makes us even better because ours will be out on Wednesday.
So, yeah, you're going to be the number one. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, in our new building, as you said.
In the new building, yeah.
We've had a couple of podcasts in the old building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is this your first time on the show?
Including ours.
No, we were trying to remember.
He's been on before.
Yeah, yeah.
It was before me then.
It was long ago.
No, it couldn't have been that long ago.
I don't think you were born.
Oh yes, man!
Yeah. We'll discuss more about that as we go.
You're a wee lad. You couldn't even drink but a thimble of beer.
Yes, we are under a bridge in a dark and danky part of town, but it is
danky.
It is smelling good and bright and light in here.
Yeah,
there's a lot of metal in this building.
Yeah, we're right next to an entire like gigantic tank farm.
It's
14 gigantic.
14.
Tanks. Yeah.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
how many?
That hose is leaking.
No, that's condensation.
That's condensation from the glycol.
Yeah.
There is a humongous glycol system running through this entire warehouse.
Most of the things in this warehouse are humongous. The tanks, the square footage.
The poundage of apples.
The gallonage of juice, the number of kegs.
Wow.
And the,
you name it.
Do you have cots? Do you have cots here? There's probably a number of cots for sleeping.
Only one underneath my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this used to be the old party planning warehouse, the party...
The party place.
Yeah.
The party place.
The party place.
So we're, if you're familiar with Portland, we're kind of across the train tracks from Widmer. If you walk out the old Widmer Gasthouse front door and you look across the train tracks, we're there. I can say you could throw a Frisbee from Widmer to us.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty...
Oh, my God.
It's pretty cool.
Can't drive between those two, but you could throw a Frisbee.
No, it's actually... Yeah, the
walk.
Yeah, you can walk, but yeah,
it's
you got to drive
walk.
Up and around.
Yeah, the walk is like a 15-minute walk. You got to go all the way around.
Walk.
Or like a 30-second straight line across their train tracks. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, by the way, they're a little full today, so
they
a lot
are.
Of lumber out there.
But they're slow.
We'll hear these trains, I'm sure, at some point. They bang 24-7 right outside of our door. And the train tracks are literally 16 feet from the closest wall of this building to the train tracks is 16 feet away.
Literally.
It's right there.
It's right freaking there.
It's close.
Wow.
Right behind.
So if one derails, those CO2 things could be plowing in.
Is we have had some derailings.
Is my truck okay there?
We'll find out.
Yours is two cars in. So
yeah,
it's
blocking.
And
he's blocking me and I'm blocking you.
Yeah. Better check up on my insurance.
Right, we'll find out what happens after we get done with the podcast.
Oh.
Well, we always like to talk about what we're drinking, but today it's going to be no secret. We're drinking Revnat cider.
Mm. Yeah, hard cider.
And it's it's good.
Not soft.
We started out with which one?
We have a lot of ciders here. I started off with Revival Hard Apple, which is
the classic
apple.
Yeah.
We've made it for quite a few years. It's sort of our best seller, depending on the channel.
Tastes a little like a Red Delicious.
Yeah, the color on it is red.
Yeah.
We're kind of trying to encourage people to think
smart
about that
you
way.
Are.
Yeah. We call it the Goldilocks cider. It's neither dry nor sweet.
Yeah, it's in the middle.
Neither tart nor not tart. It's right in the middle. Yeah.
Not too hard, not too soft.
Yeah, it's like 6%.
Yeah.
On a good day.
But mostly
that's
cold.
Great.
Mostly cold. We got to keep it cold.
Yeah. Mostly cold.
Yeah. It's the go-to cider for most of the Revnat drinkers. And it's a tried and true staple. So what's next? Since
but we opened that one before the show started,
right,
so we have
it's
to get
gone.
We have to get into the next one.
We
right
drank
away.
It all.
Mm. Oh yeah.
What sound effects?
Yeah, this is Saint Citron, which is so. I'll give you a little bit of a tiny exposition about our sort of pandemic business. When the pandemic started, our tap room closed, and we opened up a home delivery business like us and every other brewery in the city of Portland, and ours is still sticking around. And Saint Citron is our best seller from the home delivery program.
That's amazing.
So it's sort of our second best seller, depending on
that's
the
a pro strike
that's
there.
Really cool.
Cheers to that.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers to Saint Citron.
Get all the way over there to Bronwyn, who's behind us. All right, let's put this. So this is a lot of grapefruit and limes.
Yeah, two different kinds of limes, lemon, grapefruit, kumquat, a little bit of sea salt. Can anybody taste the sea salt?
It's not really a
salty
subtle
thing.
Subtle.
It's a flavor enhancer.
Yeah, it's on the finish.
Yeah, and a little bit of ginger.
The smell is amazing.
It's kind of, it's incredibly full flavored, a great aroma, but not sweet.
Here's what I will say is you just dump that out, put a little gelatin in, and you got yourself a nice little treat there.
You could sell the shit out of this in Florida.
Unfortunately, Florida is very far away.
Oh, it is. But I'm just saying, if you ever had to relocate again.
You do have a connection if you ever wanted to just smuggle
it
in.
Yeah,
you,
I mean, we sell a lot in Beaverton.
Yeah,
so
yeah. My parents just moved to Sebastian. You could totally set up a brewery or cidery right in the backyard, and my parents would be very happy about that because they like cider.
That's interesting. The point about cider in general in the United States is that there's a lot of cider companies on the West Coast, particularly in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
We grow a lot of apples in Washington.
Yeah, that's why. They need to be close.
Yeah, and in Florida, you'd have to ship apple juice from upstate New York, maybe the Midwest. The economics are terrible.
Horrible.
So we're in a really good spot for cider country.
Florida is in a good spot for orange juice.
That's a great guess.
Location.
The limes is what kills that.
I can taste the salt take sort of some of the
takes
the
a little
sparky
edge off.
The edge off of
yep,
it.
Yep.
It softens it.
Yeah, we're using that black lime, the dried lime, the Dogfish Head uses in that sequence.
Tastes a little like key lime.
No key, but two different kinds of limes.
It definitely
there,
does have a characteristic, but I think that's maybe the grapefruit that you're getting.
Yeah, we use the bitter grapefruit peel, so there's actually definitely some of that bitterness in there.
Taking that home.
Now, in comparison to the Revival, this has a much more cloudier perspective on it. And I think that's probably because of the citrus in the actual cider.
That's right. We filter all of our ciders, but then we add non-clear ingredients after filtration. So I'm never really into one for clarity or haze. I want the flavor to drive
absolutely
the whole thing,
which is what you should get. I completely agree. There's no right or wrong when it comes to the cider. It's
that's
about
right
when you get to that end point going, oh, that's delicious. Oh, I don't care what it looks like.
Right.
Because
and
if
it
it's
happens
in cans,
to be
no one's going to see it.
That's right. Exactly like the Heady Topper sort of do not pour into a glass.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait
yeah
a minute.
No, don't look at it. Don't look at it.
Yeah, not supposed to look at it.
Just drink it. This is delicious. And I absolutely, this is definitely right up your alley for a summer Kolsch style kind of a beer. it definitely has that crisp.
Easy drinking.
I dig it.
Crisp flavor.
I already drank it all.
I know. I am drinking my second.
Well, we're six people sharing one can. So
it's
goes
easy
quick,
to go
right?
Quick.
Oh, yeah.
I've never tasted anything like it. Like I've never had a cider like this before. It's so unique.
Great.
So good.
You know, actually, the inspiration for this one was there's a, for those of us in Portland, there's a great Thai restaurant called Mika. They're on Sandy and 70 something. And
4th? 73rd?
What something like that. And they have this salt cured kumquat drink. So they take kumquats and they chop them up and they put them in a big jar and pack them with salt and cure them with salt. And then when you order the drink, they scoop some of these salt-cured kumquats, put it in your glass, hit it with bubbly water, and I think they put some simple syrup in at that point. I had this drink a couple times there, and I was just blown away by this combination of salt and citrus and wanted to – I mean, it doesn't taste like that, but really an inspiration for it. So it's definitely a culinary kind of creation.
Good. This would be really good in a ceviche like recipe.
Oh yeah,
with some nice fresh red onion, a little mango, nice either shrimp or chopped fish. This would be right up the alley of deliciousness.
Did you swallow a little bit wrong there?
Yeah. We're moving on down the line. We've got the next one open. Which is
I've got a lot of ciders here. We're gonna have to get through.
We're gonna take a break here in a minute, but let's get this one in.
Yeah, I'm drinking Viva La Pineapple right now.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, this one's
good.
Been
very
around the
bright.
Been around the block a few times.
What I will tell you is there are a lot of pineapple ciders out there. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the best pineapple ciders I've ever had, and I know that because the first time I had it was 3 years ago at Upper Lip. And it was in the cooler, and I think you had just released it.
Yeah, it's three, maybe four, but yeah.
So I was like, "Oh my god!" And it doesn't disappoint.
Yeah, I think the key for me with this cider was coming at it from the perspective of fresh pineapples.
Right.
Fresh pineapples taste completely different than if you're like cooking with pineapples or pineapple candy or whatever. Pineapple juice is even different from fresh pineapple.
Absolutely.
It's all that acidity. So I try to bring a lot of the acidity into this cider to have it be, sure, it's sweet, but it's also really acidic and really aromatic all at the same time. Got a lot going on with it.
It doesn't taste like synthetic pineapple juice.
And
it's
got
so
real pineapple juice in it.
It's so good. It's like real and fresh. And it's like you just chopped a pineapple up right in front of you. It's so good.
And we use fresh pineapple juice. There's like about 20% fresh pineapple juice.
Wow. How much pineapple juice is that? Gallons wise.
Oh, well, when we look at these big tanks behind us are 2,500 gallons.
I know.
If you do some math, we're doing 5,000 gallon batches usually. So a lot of pineapple juice when it shows up.
Now, it's not one of the questions that I have going into the rapid fire questions later, but when it comes to juice, are you using concentrate or what's your – I mean, now, again, this goes across the entire ciders. Is it
– Every cider we make has a different process. There isn't one way that we make – one set of ingredients.
But for the pineapple, is it a concentrate?
For instance, is a straight hard cider. We make a dry cider with fresh apple juice, and then we add back fresh single-strength pineapple juice.
You guys do it yourself, or
no? We buy pineapple juice. We don't actually press very many of our own apples. That's not a typical
thing for us.
Yeah, we're buying
most
juice.
Most cideries don't press their own apples.
Yeah, and even for pineapples, for instance, that would be
forever.
It'd be a really inefficient way to get the juice out of a pineapple is to bring pineapples into Portland and then juice them. Although we do that for our tepache.
Now
I
have done pressing fresh peaches.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. I've pressed peaches.
But
ourselves.
That takes forever.
Yeah.
Peaches come in a can.
Yeah, well, we got
different
fresh ones.
Peaches,
they were put there by a man.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
With sugar.
Thank
in a
you.
Factory downtown.
We're going to pause the cider opening, and we're going to thank our listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. If you want to show your support for the show, you can get a hold of us on patreon.com/brewhappy, and for as little as a dollar, you can help us get new memory cards and dongles and cords and splitters.
Yeah, we definitely need it.
Yeah. That would be awesome. And for $5, we give back. We give you postcards and tap handles and swag, t-shirts, hats, all kinds of cool things that we pick up along the way with our friends out here in the industry. Unfortunately, we can't ship you liquids because, weight. No, actually, it's just the weight.
It's just the weight.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind breaking state law. It's just the weight is very much in shipping, and I don't have that budget.
We should do it.
Which is why we need more Patreon subscribers like you.
Is that then we can ship it.
Yeah, and then we can afford to do that. So, yeah, tell your friends about where you find out about your next favorite beers, or ciders in this case. And, yeah, we love to hear from you. So let us know where in the world you are and what you're drinking.
That's right. And then, of course, we are all over social media, you guys. Follow us on our Facebook and our Instagram pages. We update those pretty much daily with our adventures and our beers and our drinks. And then we do have a Twitter feed that we post on as well. We also have a YouTube channel for our live outgoing things that we've done in the world. We take a camera, we document it, we make you feel bad.
I'm
going to
be
there.
Doing some stuff in Florida.
Yeah, you are. You're
going
to go there.
I might be posting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Check that out. Of course, like Damien said, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/brewhappy.
Yeah.
I got music.
Oh, you do?
I updated my list.
Okay.
So we're not going to play the game, but I brought music. And you can go to the Spotify playlist called Brew Happy Tunes, where we update that every single week with music we play here on the show.
Oh, by the way, one more thing about the Patreon.
Yeah.
The Overpour episodes that we do.
Oh, yeah.
I just released the last one that we did with Level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a little schnockered with John Paul's offerings from the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society.
That never happens. You're a liar.
Well, it was fun.
It was fun. We'll be right back. I have to hit the mute button so the music plays. I was just playing music for nothing.
Ah. It's Mitch.
Pretty much everybody texts. Yeah. Pretty much everybody always says, "Am I in the right place? Am I in the right place?" Yeah.
You made it.
Spend my days with a woman I'm kind. Smoke my stuff and drink.
This is Casey Helwig with Imperial Yeast, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
Hey there, I'm Squeaky Pete. Are you looking to get the word out about your beer-related business? Did you know that podcasts have been rising in popularity since they were first known as audio blogging in the 1980s? With podcasts catching hold in the late 2004, there are more than 115,000 English-speaking podcasts available. Hundreds of them talk about beer, but only one will make you happy, Brew Happy. Advertise with us and get the word out about your business to more than 30,000 listeners. For more info, contact brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Woo-ha!
This is Warren Wills of craftbeerscribe.com, and you're listening to The Brew Happy Show.
I heard a train. There's a train out there.
Boop, boop. Yeah, it did a little toot, toot.
We're still at Reverend Nat's. We're still drinking cider, but we have another person on the show. Our friend, our brew newsy, the wonderful and amazing tasting niche. Because you turn your microphone on?
There you go.
What
are you, new?
Can we mic check it? Do I sound good?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to taste cider with you.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm glad you showed up to the right location.
Yeah, well, I mean, Reverend Nat had a tasting room that was in that same building. You're not there anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that whole building's closed. Sizzle Pie's gone.
That
did you guys already
that.
Talk about this?
We haven't talked about that. We haven't talked about that.
I think Sizzle Pie's still in it. Somebody's still in it.
Yeah, the worst part is that our sign name is still on the wall outside.
Yeah.
The new tenant said, no, don't paint it over. I'm going to put my name up there. I'll save you the trouble. He still hasn't done it. It's been like a year. I get people calling me all the time.
I'm outside knocking on your door and you're not here.
Where am I supposed to deliver all of this?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Well, bummer.
Okay.
But you made it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice of you,
thank you
to show up. That's great. You're going to have some cider. Drink some.
I'm drinking all the cider. The pineapple one is delicious.
Yeah.
We just covered that. It is one of my favorites.
Yeah. You can talk about it again, though.
Go ahead.
Oh, I
love
it.
It's gone.
Just a little bit of spice. It feels like... It's not... I hate when people associate pineapple, too, with, like, sunblock or kind of tropical getaways. This is a little bit more subdued. You could have this with, like, pork tacos. You could just crush these. It's not going to hurt you.
What did I just say
about
the citron with the ceviche? Now we're throwing in pork tacos.
Yeah.
Where's the food, damn it?
I'm telling you. We need a food truck over here.
Food pod.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to have food at this location?
Negative. This building is not zoned for retail. So we don't have. We're not currently sitting in a tap room.
So you're not gonna do tasting rooms.
No.
What about all your weird stuff? Where are we gonna get that?
So what I can do is special events. I've already done 3 special events.
Okay, cool.
And the special events is more like, you know, don't tell the city of Portland that.
Right.
We're doing it. So
that's
You know,
clandestine.
I'm pretty sure that if you invite the people you invite, they're pretty much already on the don't say shit watch list. So it's like, wait, we know who you are. We know your social media accounts.
Yeah. The last one, you know, I sent out 6,000 newsletters for the last event that we had here. And the city of Portland did not apparently get the memo. So that was great. So our goal is to do like monthly events here for new releases, but only one at a time.
Yeah,
regular posted hours.
So what was the most recent one you just did?
The most recent one we did was actually not a drinking event. It was our Apple Market. Actually, I saw a friend of the show, Mark Gillette from Steinbarks.
He
was here. Every year we sell apples and juice. I buy apples and juice way cheaper than any of y'all. By far.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I pay for the ones at the market, so I'm getting like, I got a thing of just like a liter of juice, a pink mountain apple or mountain rose. It's like a pink flesh. I've never had juice from a pink flesh apple.
Yeah.
It's so delicious. Is it worth $12 for this one thing? I don't, maybe. Yes.
I'm probably paying $2 for the same
great.
Liter.
Well, you buy in bulk, so.
Right.
Very large.
But
bulk.
This isn't the first time I've talked to Mark, because I think a couple years ago as a birthday present, Mark actually brought me a yeast from Imperial, and he's like, hey, November's coming around, and Reverend Nat sells a lot of apple juice. And I was
right.
Like, oh, that's so great, Mark. And then I just never did. Actually, because I was in the process of, like, taking care of my pregnant wife. So
how do the apples get here? Does the train just pull up to the building, and then you guys just have the train, dump it out into the
cider?
Have
you guys talked about how big this is as well? Because, so you don't need a tasting room, because you're doing cans, and you're in grocery stores. And
that's
you're like,
true.
You're
that's
big
true.
Now.
No,
like,
but
are
I,
you
still
huge?
Need, I still need a tasting room, for sure. Because I make all these small ones. We're going to drink some of these super
small
batch.
Yeah, because that's like what
things.
You're known for, right? Like, you're the weird guy.
I don't wake up thinking to myself, I'm going to make another 2,000 cases of something. I think about what's the new thing that I'm going to do.
Exactly. And it's cans, for sure.
Yeah.
Bravo, of course.
Yeah. So having, continuing to do monthly new releases and then having them here in this facility, I think is absolutely has to happen for sure.
How many square foot?
This is 22,000 square feet.
Yeah. I for the people that are listening at home, this place is ridiculously vast.
It echoes.
Yeah, really. We're just like in a little, we're sitting on a barrel with like all the equipment and our little tasting things, and there's just like giant fermenters.
It's hard to see the other wall over there at the other end.
Yeah, there's
it's
cans. Yeah. There's cans in the way.
There's so much
there's
space.
There's a refrigerator unit over there. There's lots of bags.
Yeah.
And cartons and barrels.
It's huge.
Are the barrels, do the barrels have
they're all full. Yeah,
we'll
and there's more
that.
Over there,
we're
too.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
I knew I could smell some barrels.
Right, when you walk in, it smells like apples.
I can't smell anything in here.
You have olfactory fatigue, my friend.
I know.
You're so used to it.
You should walk out in Portland a little lot more.
He hasn't smelled apples since he was 12.
Ah. I still smell when Widmer is mashing in, because they are...
They were doing that today.
If the wind's blowing the right way,
it
comes right.
You cannot miss that one. That one's pretty hard to miss.
That's so nice. One of the upsides to living near a brewery, for sure.
You mean anywhere in Portland, you mean.
That's kind of what I meant. Sorry.
Just open up your window at any given point. You're like, someone's brewing beer or smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
Or both.
Or at both at the same time.
Where's those guys at Level at? I know they're playing video games in between their mashes. Oh, man. So this is great. Let's try another cider.
Yeah. What's on what's on deck?
I want to drink this cider that doesn't actually... Well, it says Reverend Nat's in the very bottom corner.
It looks like a barbershop bowl.
Y'all know the pumpkin patch on Sovie Island? The pumpkin
patch?
Yeah.
Home of the... not the haunted maze, but the corn maze.
Okay.
They're a family-owned
set
business.
Set up by Topaz Farms?
Time.
You know what that looks like?
The other direction.
It looks like the old. It looks like the old store shop candies that you would get, like the houndstooth or the licorice candies in those old bags. That's what that looks like.
Yeah,
the
branding is really fun.
Yeah, so this is their branding. It doesn't really say Reverend Nats on it.
John knows what I'm talking about. He was alive back then.
Yeah. Huh. And so this family reached out to us.
It's Horse Hound. That's what it is.
The family is friends of somebody who works here, and she said, hey, we got a liquor license last year, and we'd love for somebody to make us a cider. And so I worked with them to develop this recipe just for them. It's not... necessarily something I would make with a Reverend Nat's label on it, but it was super fun to make this product.
I just had pumpkin bread.
You could only get it at the pumpkin patch.
Did
so it's
you
a pumpkin
use real
spice.
Pumpkin?
That is
no,
horrible.
Nobody who makes a pumpkin anything uses actual pumpkin.
You just
use
spice. What kind of sugar is this?
Awesome sugar.
Where does pumpkin
Muscovado
spice?
Sugar.
Pumpkin
is
spice
that?
Is like allspice,
nutmeg,
cinnamon.
Oh, sometimes clove.
Like one other thing,
a little clove.
Where does pumpkin spice come from?
I messed up. I poured mine in my pineapple glass, so mine faintly smells of pineapple, but I smelled yours and was like, yours actually kind of smells a lot like the spiced pineapple as well, because it's a spiced pineapple, so they kind of both have the same
spice. I'm pretty good with spices.
Yeah,
this is a
clearly.
Really great, it reminds me of, you know, how you would think those cottages in the wintertime would smell, would they have like the mold?
Oh, wine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of orange and some cloves and some cinnamon. This is definitely a fall. Yeah. Cider, and it just radiates.
It is a little
herbs
hanging since we're being since we're all friends here. It's a little sweet for my taste, to be honest.
I'm sweet enough already.
But if you're having a pumpkin beer, like you're probably looking for something a little. I have an outfit I was wearing not too long ago. My partner said that I definitely look like a pumpkin spice lady. He said pumpkin spice bitch, and I was like, oh, it's so true though.
Basic.
I know, but then I realized that it's true though.
Did he call you out?
I think he did, and I had to embrace it because it's true. I think
American Christian girl autumn.
I think it's just it's something.
Hey,
it's a thing.
You know what?
But you know, pumpkin. The pumpkin thing isn't anywhere else in the world. It's only in America.
Yeah,
it's very American.
Yeah, you own your shit, girl. You own your shit.
I'm a basic pumpkin spice bitch.
Now here's what I will say, and I don't want to play a favorite game, but we've talked about it a couple times, and we've had it a couple times, is the Hollow Jacked from Two Towns.
Mm. Yeah, I like that one.
It is a really great pumpkin.
That one's actually got gourd in it.
Right. They actually put gourd in it, and it's crazy imperial wise as far as being how heavy it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 9% or something crazy.
And this
it's
is 5 point something.
Right. Yeah. But it's a totally different.
Totally.
Complex flavor profile because it obviously the gourd being in it, and you have that imperial, you know, that very high alcohol content.
This is more tolerable than just
like
about any pumpkin beer I've ever tried.
Right. This is, well, it's not
it's
a beer.
Not
a beer.
I know it's not, but
the beers you have tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're horrible. I didn't say that out loud. Anyway, the thing about it is, though, is this is like a sweeter treat than that one because it's very
absolutely
heavy. And it's not, you were saying, it's not too sweet.
Not too
it
sweet.
It is sweet.
It's sweet. It's really
it's
designed.
It's sweeter than the pineapple one, that's for sure.
It's really just designed for, I'm taking my kids to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
They've gone on a hayride.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go home with some treats for me.
So now what you're saying is
adult
warm this
treats.
Up and throw some liquor in it. That's what you're saying.
You
oh, yeah. It would be great with some liquor in
some,
it for
some
sure.
Some rum, maybe a little brandy.
So unfortunately, we're drinking this now, but
you
can't buy it anymore
because
the pumpkin patch is closed down for the season. So this is the end.
Exclusive.
Last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, pros to that one. That's delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. That's fun.
I have plenty.
Is this something you normally do? You're like open to collaborations? People are just like, hello.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We do. I make a couple of different things throughout the year that are for specific people. You could call it co-packing for other people, but mostly I like just working with other folks who are cool and my friends.
The spirit of collaboration, ladies and gentlemen.
Some fun blending and things like that.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's over here that I'm looking at the back of this can. It says Granny Smith apples.
Yes.
Grown in Washington.
Sour ones.
So I make many different ciders throughout the year. I have made many ciders in my life. And I don't have – there's only one cider that I keep in my refrigerator at home, and that is this one. Sacrilege Sour Cherry. And we were talking about that earlier, how it's – 100% Granny Smith. It's sour pie cherries. It's one of our year-round ciders, and I just crave it sometimes.
Don't drink all that.
I get that sour craving.
That's one of my favorites. Don't drink all that.
And I've had this in different variations. You've like barrel-aged this and done all sorts of weird stuff.
I've got a collaboration coming up with this one with soaked in coffee.
Oh,
fun.
The one you did that was I think I had it at the Vancouver Brewfest many and moons ago. When there were brew fests, and you had done it with some kind of pepper or some heat. What?
I don't remember because I make a lot of ciders I drink them.
But I want to say it was it might not have been habanero. It might have been habanero.
So this has some chili pepper in it normally, as a regular cider.
Right.
The cherry does?
That's right. Super, super, super small amount of ghost chili.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was, and I just had it for
I basically
the first time.
Take one ghost chili pepper and, like, wave it over the top of the tank, and then
some essence falls in.
Yeah. So that takes the edge
that's
off
amazing.
The sour part?
No, for me, it's about layering different kinds of sour flavors together. So there's the sour granny apple in there, which is different from the sour pie cherry. And then heat, to me, if you had to say, is the heat either sweet or is heat sour? Yeah. You'd kind of have to pick sour.
Sour would be the opposite of sweet.
Right.
Sure.
So I'm trying to layer multiple different sort of flavor attacks all at once. And that's what the chili does for me.
Now, I will say, and I've already tried it before, and I've had it, and I love it. It's one of my favorite from Red Nats next to Revival. Portland Cider, it's a Portland Cider Company, probably about 6 years ago, right before I started the show 7 years ago, they put out, the Naughty Santa or the Bad Santa or something Santa. It's a cinnamon habanero apple cider. And it kicked my ass, but it was the first time I'd ever had anything that had peppers in it. And I was like, okay, well, someone has to make this and better. And then he made the sour cherry. And I was like, okay.
It's easy to go overboard with chili. So this one does not have a lot in it.
No.
I like that. I like that visual. If anybody at home does any animation, can draw just a picture of Reverend Nat like christening the fermentation tank with a ghost pepper.
Wave it by. Wave it on the way by.
That's where that rev comes in, right?
Pass it through a room.
It's the essence of
One little epithelial look, just this little drop just goes in.
I will. So I'm gonna get a little bit nerdy for the homebrewers in the audience.
Yeah.
We do a lot of ingredients in our ciders. A lot of spices and chili and things like that.
Yeah.
And one thing that I do that's really unusual from talking to other people, I realize it's unusual, is that I don't tend to take the ingredient and soak it in cider because I don't like that level of uncertainty.
Yeah.
What I prefer to do is make a tea or a tincture with the other ingredients and then pour it in a little bit, taste it, pour in a little bit more, taste it. It's not like, oh, I'm going to put some cinnamon in a thing and then on Tuesday it's not cinnamony enough and then on Wednesday it's overly, and then what the hell do I do? Should I put potatoes in there or something? Like I can't figure out how to get some of those flavors out after you overdo it.
Right.
But you're never going to overdo it if you're adding a tincture
or a
tea.
So you're doing more blending.
It's a blending. I like to think of it as being a chef. Like I'm taking different ingredients and combining them to produce one finished product.
So now I get the opportunity to be equally a nerd about this. So a couple years ago, I left my stable 40-hour week job to go work at a cider house.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I absolutely loved it, and one day I'll go back and make cider again when I am ready. Not that I don't want to, but I want to.
Make cider right now!
I will. I really want to. Trust me.
You're in a cidery.
Yeah, so and that was my job, was really to do the blending. And so he, the owner and head of the cidery, he got all the apples and fermented them, and then we put them, we moved them over from one tank to the other, filtered them out, And then it was our job to get the malic acid and the sugars in. And then it was like, okay, well, do you want to do, what do we want to do? And I ended up creating a recipe for honey lavender while I was there. And it was pretty much me taking, you know, little bits of honey and little bits of lavender and sitting them in different glasses and getting that right
did
mixture.
We have this on the show?
We did. Actually, yeah. It was at my wedding.
Ah.
Because I brewed it for my wedding.
That is adorable.
It was, and it was delicious, and it sold amazingly. And then we made a couple other ciders that actually won awards at the Washington Beer Awards.
Oh, nice.
That year. But it's amazing of a process because he would always go, "What's taking you so long? Like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
If I do this wrong, you're gonna get this lavender is gonna be perfume, and people are gonna hate it.
It's a process.
And we used a natural honey that was produced up in like the Battleground Yackel area of Washington. Mm-hmm. So it was locally farmed honey, and I mean it's thick. So you really have to like watch. So I get it. It's a fun experimental thing, but also can be crazy and tedious, and you never sleep.
Yeah, and also it just comes with experience too. You know, the more I use spice, for instance, the easier it is to make a new spice cider. So the pumpkin spice one that I made,
say, do you have a favorite
was
spice?
Really not difficult to make at all because I've been using spice for years and years in many different ciders.
Right.
What really gets me excited is new ingredients. So Saint Citron has a bunch of new ingredients that I had never used before.
That tastes amazing.
That took me 6 months to develop that one, whereas it took me like 6 days to make pumpkin spice.
Okay.
Did you try the Citron?
We have plenty more.
Okay. Oh, okay, so I mean. Listen, guys, let me be honest with you. I buy these things. So, I've tried these ones a lot.
She likes the cider.
I love
cider.
I
got some that you guys probably haven't tried.
Okay,
before.
See? Okay. That's amazing. If we could go back to like the idea of the way that you're playing with spices and everything, are you also playing with different apple varieties? A thing? I'm just learning about apple varieties getting into cider, and it blows my mind.
Yeah, there's layers. Yeah. So many layers.
There's so many different freaking apples, and also the apples weren't, all these plants weren't, they're not indigenous to North America.
No.
We brought them here. People brought them over in like wagon carts from
there's
the
whole thing
East
about
Coast
Johnny Appleseed.
I was going to think that obviously the first thing is distinguishing between whether being a English or heritage apple, which is going to be traditionally dry, or a culinary, which is going to be traditionally sweet. And then you're just going to have to pick whichever you like after that.
To me, there's three major families of flavor. One is the apples that you're going to use, huge varieties in apples. The second one is what yeast that I use. And I use different yeast. I use beer yeast. That's like one of the, I guess, the
That's
major
amazing.
Differentiator between Revernats and anybody else is that we use 100% beer yeast and different beer yeast for each one of these ciders.
Wow.
Just the same way a brewery would use different yeast for the different beers. And the contributions that Belgian Saison yeast can bring into the finished product versus an English ale yeast are as different as if I was using a cherry or a pineapple to finish it off. Right. So for me, it's starting with different kinds of apples, selecting a particular yeast, or in some of the ciders, it's multiple yeast together and then blended together at the end, and then whatever other ingredients we add at the end. So it isn't just like make a base cider, throw some cherry in it. Make
it
a base cider,
some
throw
people,
some pineapple.
Okay, it is for a lot of people that make
I don't wake up every
cider.
Morning and
because I've seen the trend recently with so many breweries that are like, well, we make beer, but we should also make a seltzer, and or we can just throw some apples in a tank. We can do that.
It's very easy to make alcoholic apple juice.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yes, there are a lot of places
you can
do
it at home. That's how easy it is. But it is a very specific thing because that was one of the things I really liked is we would use French like a French wine yeast for the ciders, and it's a totally different.
That's right.
And it
does it have a French accent?
It comes out a little prissy.
And it curses all the time.
It's a little stuck up. I stick my thumb at you. So, it's a totally different complexity.
Yeah.
And apples are such a there's a few cideries who are all about those culinary type apples.
Sure. Yeah.
And you can tell because their ciders are, even if they don't add sugar, they're super sweet.
Yeah. Rev, so now for the newer listeners, how long have you been making cider?
Well, let's dial this way back.
Yeah.
Or you could dial back to Brew Happy number 38 or whatever.
Something
that
like that.
How long ago it was.
Tell us a story.
I started the business in 2011 in my basement of my house. And at the time, I was one of just a few folks who've gotten their home licensed by the federal government as well as the state. It was a challenge to get it done. got it done. Expanded into my garage.
Okay.
About 6 months later. Big move there. And then after being at home for about a year, moved into our now old facility, which we moved into this new place about a year ago. So we were at the other cidery for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And now, you know, here we've been in this building now for about a year. And so we're sold primarily in Oregon, primarily in Portland, primarily on the east side of Portland.
Yeah.
But we're sold in Oregon, Washington, a wee bit in California.
That's
we do
amazing.
Really well in Montana.
Ooh.
Shout out to all my Montana drinkers.
Hey.
And then
someone has family there.
Then there's just a couple of random states throughout the country, Colorado, Ohio,
yeah. Okay.
New England stuff.
Cool
North
places,
Carolina.
But not Florida.
Not Florida.
Really? Sorry, Florida.
No. Yeah, my in-laws live
yeah,
there too.
Maybe if you're lucky, I'll smuggle some cans in my suitcase this
and we're
next,
actually
this
we're
week.
Actually huge in Japan. We've been selling in Japan now for
everybody
about 6
says
years.
For you. Yeah.
It's super fun.
Bunch of
yeah.
So to put things in perspective, you know, not just for the newer listeners, but for yourself, starting out in your garage, mm. did you at that time... How long ago was that?
Forever. 10 years.
Yes. Yeah. Did you imagine
no.
your garage would turn into this?
No, and I'll
a
be honest
garage.
With you.
It's a, just a bigger garage.
It is a big garage.
Yeah.
It's got a roll-up door and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I knew where I would be now, I would not have made certain decisions. I don't.
Of course.
I'm super glad that I'm able to make these really amazing setters and give them out to a lot of people.
And we love them.
But if I could do it all over again, I would stay small.
Yeah?
There's a certain amount of flexibility that I've lost or that becomes much more difficult.
Okay.
When you get to a larger scale. We're at this unfortunate place where we're not big enough to spin off a pilot system.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask about you opening any other locations in the near future,
right.
pilot with a pilot system maybe.
Yeah,
or
that's the next
obviously
step.
Obviously a tap room.
That's the next step for us for
okay.
sure.
Getting something similar to your old place back?
That's right, that's right. And I don't know what that schedule looks like, unfortunately.
Ah.
But that's why I come to work every day is to... You know, do something new and to make new ciders. So.
Yeah, but you put your pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
I wake up, I put my feet in the ground and put my pants.
Yeah. Well, when he wakes up in the morning, he makes great cider.
He doesn't take his pants off because he's so tired. He just falls in bed and gets up and does it all over again.
I was doing the cowbell routine.
I know it's.
Could you tell me as well what Portland style hard
Ooh.
Cider means? To
that,
you.
That is so. Yeah, we have this new packaging. For
yeah.
those of you who are familiar with us, we had a new packaging rollout about
brand new.
This year.
Yes, I have so many questions too. That's your face. You put
well,
your face
on. Well, it's my more
it.
Attractive brother on
nice.
There.
Nice, nice
no.
box.
I resisted. No, I resisted having my face in the package for a long time, and then eventually I caved in when everyone.
I'm surprised you're not
with.
Wearing
like,
a collar.
I don't know.
Who's the guy on the box? We just we picked up a Portlander, took his picture.
He looks like a Portland guy to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he got a beard on.
Yeah,
a little
looks
smile.
About right.
A little twinkle in his eye. He's holding a Reverend Nat's can.
Yeah, the only thing missing is a.
It's really meta as well.
Yeah. Only thing missing is a bird tattoo on his neck.
Yeah, pretty much. So, well, are you sure there's not a bird
Put
tattoo
a bird on
in
it.
There?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, the packaging is... wait, what was the question?
The what? Well, Portland style.
Yeah, yeah.
But if so you want to talk about who did your branding?
So, mostly me. I worked with a local company to kind of put some of the stuff down
cool.
on paper, but it was all kind of came from
been
me.
Pretty consistent
Looks
over
good.
The last 10 years.
Yeah, we keep working on it. So the theory behind Portland style hard cider is essentially just to throw down the gauntlet and say... We're making something different than Seattle people are making, mm-hmm. and something different. There's greater similarity between Reverend Nat's and Portland Cider Company than there is between Reverend Nat's and between any Portland Cider and somebody from Michigan or somebody from
right.
New York. And
right.
there's this, for those of you who know a little bit about cider, European cider, Spanish cider, it's totally different from Normandy cider, totally different from German cider, totally different from English cider. The distance between England and Germany and Spain is much closer than the distance between Portland and New York and Florida.
Which
yeah,
is insane
yeah.
to think about when you look at a freaking map.
I
right,
know.
So I'm here to tell everybody, hey, there is not one American cider.
No.
That is not, this country is too big for it to be one cider culture. We need to start breaking it out into different subcultures,
yeah,
regional
yeah.
cultures.
Yeah.
And I think Portland is, you know, one of the greatest cider drinking areas in the United States. And so we're making ciders here that are almost exclusively adjunct. They have other things
right.
going on in them. But they're not just throw a bunch of stuff in a pot and see how good how it tastes. They're more careful. They're more food inspired.
Right.
They're more beer inspired.
They're cultural.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really reflect who we are
yeah.
as drinkers of this society.
I
yeah.
think the only other city that could relate is And it's not, it's kind of a different contest because it's a different culture up there. But Seattle has equally a really good cider scene.
Yeah.
They've got about four or five great cider companies up there.
Yep. Dragon's Head. Shout out to Dragon's
Head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Locust is probably one of my favorites up there.
Yeah,
well,
they do good stuff.
In Woodinville.
Yep. Oh.
It's a great, Washington and Oregon have, they have agriculturally some of the best produce and products for beer and cider. It's not
right,
it's just a fact.
Sorry, everyone who doesn't live here and you're listening now.
Y'all suck. The rest of y'all suck.
Can we talk about the tent shows now, Kutu? Because I want to talk about so many tent shows. You've had some tent shows. You've made some that have been the weirdest things I've ever tasted.
Wait, what's a tent show?
What?
Do you know what a tent show
cider.
Is?
No.
Please educate.
For the sake of the listeners, somebody has to ask the questions.
That's not my thing. What is a tent show, right?
So tent shows for me is an excuse to make whatever I feel like making.
Yeah.
It's experimental. It's every tent show I've ever made is a single batch, never made again. So it's an opportunity for those who are already kind of...
Holy shit.
We're drinking one right now. It's an opportunity for folks who are already kind of on the cider bandwagon to really try something unusual. This one that we're drinking right now is called Cider for My Family, which was... it's actually... I don't like wine. I don't drink wine.
Wow. It's a big can.
Wine.
This
is a combination of cider and wine together.
It's
there's a secret ingredient here, and I'm not going to tell you all what it is. It doesn't say what it is on the can.
It's not raisins.
No.
It's not raisins.
So Seven Bridges Winery, Petit Verdot.
Yeah, it's their wine.
This is a dry heirloom cider finished with fresh juice. This is...
You know, it reminds me... Is it Viking blood? It tastes like that Viking blood.
Is there dark cherry in there?
Everyone just take a minute. Let's listen to the music. Let's find out what it is.
I know. Whatever's in that thing is in this.
That's not true. Well,
no?
You're probably picking up a lot of the same flavors, but it is definitely not what's in Viking blood, yeah.
What is in Viking blood?
Blood. Viking's blood.
Okay,
Viking's
that's what I thought.
No blood in this one.
Hold on. So I'll try and figure it out.
This is one of those things that when
so
I say
good.
At the end, you're going to be like,
of course!
I'm having more.
It's delicious.
Cider for
really
my family.
Beautiful.
So the tent show overall, we try to make a monthly release, and we only sell them direct. You can't buy them in stores.
So this is like a really special thing here.
Very special.
It's a big, big can.
It's 16 ounces.
It's a big can. It's beautiful, though. What's the ABV on it?
I never see
but
cider in a 16 ounce.
It's really light. It's super
it's
full
always,
of flavor.
It's always 6.9. It's always 6.9.
Yep.
Full of flavor. This is really beautiful. Thank you for sharing this. This is fun.
Anybody got any guesses?
It's like a
okay, here's what
oh,
I
right.
Other
we're
than
still
Viking
guessing
blood.
What
yeah,
the thing
still,
is.
Now, here's what I will tell you, is if you had poured this for me, and I didn't know it was cider, and I went on the idea of grapes, I definitely get a... oaky flavor, which would have been from their wine. The only other thing that I can
wine?
Think of is chocolate.
No.
Because you want it with chocolate.
That's probably why.
Yeah, it would go really well with chocolate.
The Petit Verdot
is... And there's a spice in it? It's the spice you're talking about?
Cinnamon.
It's an ingredient.
Cinnamon?
I think it's an actual ingredient.
Is there any cinnamon in it?
No? Okay, so I'm going to make it even more complicated just to screw with you guys.
Mm.
This ingredient that I'm talking about is a complex ingredient of multiple ingredients.
Oh, wait.
That you, if you
I
were
just imagined
make,
you waving a thing over. It's like a complex ingredient that you waved over the thing? Or
no.
Okay.
It's like many raw ingredients combined
put together into
to make
one thing, and then you pour it in
it's
there.
A shepherd's pie.
And then you,
it could be blood, though.
It's basically like I'm pouring...
Still could be
blood. Could be
blood. It's like I'm pouring shepherd's pie into this cider.
Wow.
But different.
Is it meat? Did you do meat again?
No, I did meat once,
you,
and I'm
yeah,
never
I've heard
that
about
again.
That forever.
Brinks, I did that, too. Don't worry. It's never going to happen again.
Yeah. Upright.
It's the cider I made for my family, and it has meat in it. I love this game. Let's play more.
Is it? Oh, my God.
It's in a complex ingredient. This is fun.
Let me finish this. Hold on.
Oh, and it's for your family. Did you put a human in it?
No. The cider for my family name, actually, my kid.
Is it made with real family?
Y'all remember last year when we had all the protests and Donald Trump was going on about cans of soup that they throw at the cops? And then and then he said, no, then they say it's just soup for their family. But it's in reality, they're just throwing soup at the cops. And so it's cider for my family. It's sort of a one last punch at the orange Cheeto.
Keep going. It'll never end.
Commander and Queef. What did you say, Brahman? Oh,
yeah. She wants to know what it is.
Okay. I'm ready to give it up.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Damn it.
No way.
It's funny because you could feel it. Like, as soon as you started to talk, it was like, oh, you know what?
There's the vanilla. Oh,
the
shit.
The easiest thing
you
ever.
You said cinnamon.
Coca-Cola.
You're not right, but you're not wrong.
Right.
Because there's certainly some cinnamon flavor in Coke sometimes.
Vanilla,
I didn't use actual vanilla.
And you know what's funny is when I drank it, too, I was like, there's like a slight carbonation on the front tongue. Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
So
I didn't actually use Coca-Cola.
Right, but it's funny because it really does remind you of that anyway.
What do you use?
I worked with a local company that makes syrups for sodas, and it's a soda syrup minus the sugar. So it's imagine Coke syrup without the actual sugar.
You know, you can actually, I know it because we did this in fifth grade, you can actually make your own Coca-Cola. I swear to God.
They won't, I thought they didn't give up the secret ingredient.
No, so in fifth grade, I remember them like, well, we're going to take water, and we're going to take some lemon, and we're going to take some vanilla, and we're going to take some sugar, and we're going to take a couple other ingredients, and by this weird mixture, you have to find it.
Yeah.
You make the what flavor profile
the
is.
The different balance.
You guys got to do that?
Swear to God. And then we went to recess.
Why didn't I get to go to that school?
Because we lived in Vancouver.
Yeah, okay.
And they have money.
Yeah.
So, I want to pass on one drink that you guys should order next time you're out at a fancy restaurant. It's called a Cali Mocho, K-A-L-I.
Cali Mocho.
M-O-T-X-O. It's a Spanish red wine and Coke.
All right.
Yeah. And they drink this stuff in Spain. It's sort of like a day drinking, sort of young person's cheap wine. And I love Cali Mocho so much. And this cider was inspired by
Cali Mocho.
My love of Cali Mocho.
I could see that. I mean, it's definitely like a little bit heavier, but I get it. It would be fun.
Yeah. And it's only 6.9%, so it's like easy to drink. So so much full flavor in there.
That's
pretty
a fun
amazing.
One. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We've got another beer to open, or cider to open. We're going to do our new rapid fire. We got two more to open. New rapid fire segment with Mr. Nat himself. And lots more to talk about in the brew news and the adventures around the city.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play some more music.
And some more from Tasting Niche.
And then me.
I would like to hear where you're at. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Yeah, that's phenomenally good. That's so ridiculous. Where's the hard outtakes? I put a spell on you.
This is Jason Rizos with Funhouse Brews, and you are listening to the Brew Happy Podcast.
Hi, this is the Green Goddess of Portland, here to bring interior wilding to your space. Offering local consultations, weekly plant care, pest solutions, rare plant curation and sales, this houseplant hobby has cultivated a worthy collection backed by knowledge and experience. And now I want to help you make your business beautiful. Contact Bronwyn, the Green Goddess, at greengoddessbotanic@gmail.com and Green Goddess Botanic on Instagram.
Smoke it.
Jen.
Jeremy. Brew happy.
John, I need more beer.
Smoke it. Oh my God.
John, I need more beer.
So stupid. Fucking stupid.
What?
Just the fact that I'm a child.
They keep giving them more buttons to play with. They just make little hot buttons. I'll like cut out little quotes.
Too many.
I think four or five now.
There's gonna be more after this show.
40. Page after page.
Oh.
Just do the whole show with just hot buttons.
I don't quite understand how delicious these ciders are. Well, that's right. We're still at Reverend Nat's.
Yeah.
The Brew Happy Show. We're hanging out in this gigantic fucking warehouse. It's ridiculous. Lots of steel, lots of cider, lots of good people. Got friends. We got Niche on the show. She hasn't been here in a hot minuto.
Ooh, hot minutes.
We're happy to have her back. You're still on.
That's a menudo in Spanish.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time. But yeah, I think the last time we were on the show, we were at upright. Maybe.
Upright? No, it was something else. We were at Loyal Legion one time.
Yeah.
That was like right before the pandemic.
Upright was after.
No, that was before the pandemic.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was
right before,
no, no, no. I mean, Upright was after Loyal Legion.
Oh.
Upright was before the pandemic, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That was a long both time.
Of, both
a long
of
time.
Them were. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I've seen you guys around.
Yeah.
What's up?
We are going to jump into a new segment. We're going to test it out on this show, and if it doesn't go great,
yeah,
then we'll figure it out.
We'll put it on Ryan's other show.
Test bunnies.
Sad Panda needs more beer. That's the new show.
Pandas aren't allowed to have beer. They're just allowed to make babies.
That's why they need more.
That's why they need more. Because they're sad. Because they don't have beer.
That makes sense.
So we're going to do what's called Rapid Fire with Ryan. It's about 3 minutes of questions. And Mr. Nat himself is going to go through and answer them as quickly as he can.
He's zenning out right now. He's like levitating off his chair, preparing.
You know what's interesting about the name of this segment?
Yeah.
Rapid Fire.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
RF.
I'm all about the soliloquies.
He
so.
Does, yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, he's monogrammed everything, so.
Double threat.
Hey.
He can't back down now.
Yeah.
He's
already stuck in his tracks.
And before we do that, you've just poured more of something. What are we?
Oh. I just have to have some liquid in front of me so I can whet my whistle. Ha.
Who's Abby?
Coo Whip.
This is Abby Spice, our winter seasonal.
Coo Whip.
Abby Spice. We, every year for the. The Downtown Holiday Ale Fest.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever been to the Holiday Ale Fest,
they're having again this year.
Yeah, we do an Abbey Spice warmed up.
Oh yeah, I've definitely had
it's
that.
It's just crazy aromas. Like you just have a minute with the nose on it. It's just.
I spend
crazy.
Just as much time on the aroma as I spend on the flavor.
As you
for
should.
Most
it's
ciders,
like getting that pumpkin patch one, but. A little bit different and a little bit better because you're not.
Yeah,
it's funny. I also get like a faint lychee, like it kind of still has like an exotic spice thing to me.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
right.
I feel that.
Well, let's wet the whistle and let's do some rapid fire.
Yeah,
yum. I want it with egg rolls. Cool.
I had to have my own music. It's good music.
This is
Rapid Fitzgerald
music.
With Ryan Fire.
That's right. Question number one. What is your actual birth name?
Nathaniel Joseph Papovich. I took my wife's last name when we got married.
Did you really?
Bravo.
Oh.
Okay. Question number two. Where were you born?
Durango, Colorado.
Wow.
It's a place.
Wow, that is Durango.
Durango, not Don't Rango.
Wow. But you never had that one.
Jesus. Question number three. What did you want to be as a profession when you were a child?
Alive. I had no expectations. No.
Fantastic.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, that's
no
the way to be.
That's good.
Yeah.
You too.
Not an English professor, which is what my dad was.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah, yeah. Question number four. What was your favorite subject in school?
I actually failed out of high school.
Did you really?
Yeah. So
his favorite subject was not school.
The ones that had chill teachers that didn't get on my shit. I had.
Whoa,
no,
I feel you.
Yeah. Lunch break.
Lunch break.
Two lunch periods.
Question number five: is Santa Claus real?
Of course.
Okay. Question number six: did you go to college, and then if so, what for?
I funny story. I had a student ID at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, although I never attended classes there.
That is an amazing story. We'll have to get to the next time we talk to you.
And my roommate worked at the student ID office, and he just hooked me up. But
that's nice. Pretty cool.
I guess that's a good way to use the dorm showers.
That's right.
question number seven: how old were you when you made your first brew? There's quotations around that.
Oh.
Math.
Not legally binding.
Ish. Oh, it's easy actually. When my kid is now 17, and when they were zero, I made.
So 17.
So
17
today
years
minus
ago.
17.
Nice.
Nice. Fantastic.
Easy. Good.
Question number eight: are you a actual reverend, and if not, explain the name for the cider company.
Yes, it's very easy to get ordained.
Yep.
Yep.
Anybody
that
else?
Was my
anybody
head.
Else?
That's what I said.
Right here.
Same.
Reverend so Damien.
Like, but almost all of
Reverend
us are.
It's magic.
Yeah, exactly. So I did it to get married, to marry a couple friends many years ago, and they're still together. And the funny part about it, at the time, my friends thought it was hilarious that I was an ordained minister because I am not very religious.
Yeah.
So the name stuck.
Same.
And the name stuck.
There you go.
Yeah, Clay and Megan. Yeah. Clay Staley from the Staley Stance.
Yep.
He just asked me to officiate his wedding with Megan.
That's awesome.
Aww. Where's that going to be at?
I don't know yet.
Oh, North Carolina or here?
I can fly.
We're going to work through this segment a little bit better so there's not as many interruptions. Question number nine. Name the one person you attribute most of your success to.
My wife.
That's a good answer.
Of course.
Wow.
Question number 10. What is your favorite yeast to make cider with?
Ooh. There's a variety of folks make it, but it's the DuPont Saison strain.
Oh,
DuPont
of course.
Yeast 3724.
Mm-hmm. Question number 11. Do you personally prefer dry or sweet cider?
I don't like that question. I refuse to answer that question.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. I don't want. It's not a black and white. It's not a. There's a binary here.
He likes it all. That's why he does
cider with flavor.
Yeah.
There we go. See, that's a good answer. I'm okay with that. Question number 12. Hopped cider. Thoughts?
I loved hop cider. Actually, St. Citron has hops in it. Revival has hops in it. Mm-hmm. We use hops as one of those subtle ingredients that you don't necessarily know what's in there until mm-hmm. you drink it.
Portland style.
Question number 13. Knowing what you know now in life, would you choose a different profession?
No, this is absolutely the best job I've ever had in my life.
That's yes.
Question number 14. Throughout the years of making cider, what has been your greatest joy?
Being able to get a paycheck doing this work. It's pretty crazy. Paying a lot of people's
paychecks.
Probably
not the first person to say that is create a delicious craft alcoholic beverage and someone hands you a dollar bill sign after that.
Yeah. That's not hard. Yeah. It's not hard to make good stuff, but like being able to like continue to pay people's salary and stuff, that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
And question number 15, if you can, please name at least two other cideries that have either paved the way for the craft or are currently paving the way for the future.
Well, Nitch, you mentioned Dragon's Head, and they don't necessarily quite fit the bill of pave the way, but if you haven't tried Dragon's Head, you gotta get up and get some
Drools.
Of that. It's a little expensive, but
it is
completely worth it.
Totally worth it. It's like totally 17, 18, maybe 20 bucks for a bottle, but like, think of it more like a wine, but I could drink it like crazy.
It's so good, so good. And then I'm gonna go overseas to a fellow named Tom Oliver of Oliver's Cider. In England, Herefordshire, England. He makes English-style ciders, but he's not a fuddy-duddy. We're very, very good friends. He likes these very non-traditional ciders that I make, and he spent some time here, and he went back to England, drinking these ciders, and he went back to England, and he made England's first hopped cider.
Wow.
Dun-da-da.
So it's a great example of somebody who's super, super traditional. He wins all the awards for most traditional best cider maker in the world,
and then
he still knows how to like advance
That's
the craft
pretty cool.
a bit. So.
Because the English style cider is probably my least favorite of the ciders.
Check out Oliver's.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. That's hard to find in America, but really good.
Okay. I was going to say, when's the last time you were across the pond?
Over
a year.
This
right.
whole global thing right. happened.
Because I remember you went to Germany and France and.
Totally. And I was supposed to be.
Ago,
I'm
so.
Actually supposed to be going to the Netherlands like next week,
I'm
but
so
we'll
jealous.
See. It's.
Look for Reverend Nats in Amsterdam.
Really? In Amsterdam?
And Rotterdam a little bit, but.
Really?
A couple shops.
I mean,
there.
I'm sorry, I love you, but I'm not going to pay the like 12 euros or whatever it is to have one.
Just get
but
your
I'll
picture.
Be like,
I know that guy. Yeah, it's fine. That's
yeah,
fine.
Totally. I will.
Have,
that's so cool because you're in cans. You can just like go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you have a little bit of bottles too. Yeah, we sent some there pre-pandemic. Here.
Well, that was a good rapid fire.
Yeah.
I do appreciate you.
I liked it.
I have a secondary question. Would you, if you didn't, I'm sure you drink your own cider, but you have a local. Pacific Northwest cider that you really like to imbibe on?
No, I tell people this a lot. I'm a beer drinker. 99% of what I drink is beer.
Oh, that's wild.
I drink beer.
I
drink beer in my own cider.
That leads me to my next question.
Hello.
If you were to ask me where the local brewery is, I could certainly.
There it is.
That's the question right there, Reverend. What's your favorite beer to be sipping on lately?
Yeah, I have drunk nothing but Rosenstadt since the pandemic began.
Damn Skippy.
I've been hearing that a lot, though.
That Helles Lager.
They make
their Fest beer.
I just had it the other night at Loyal Legion.
Oh, their Fest beer.
They're actually.
I went out to the Beaverton location.
Oh.
They're actually in my building. They rent an office in my building.
What?
They're Gypsy Brewers. They
right.
make their
I
beer.
I saw the sign.
Yeah,
over there.
Yeah. So they have an office here and they store some flat pack boxes here.
Yeah.
But so they're friends of mine. I've known Nick and Devise for years.
Yeah.
And I remember tasting them at Loyal Legion like 6 years ago when they first came out. And I told them, I was like, this Kolsch that they made was amazing. And now I don't like the Kolsch because the Helles Lager is way better. So we've actually been distributing.
I still love the Kolsch.
We do the home delivery. We've been doing the home delivery since the pandemic began. And we sell, we will deliver Rosenstadt to your house.
All right.
We don't make any money delivering the roses down.
No,
but I like to. It gives me an opportunity to always have it in stock to drink it.
Which is great. Something's missing.
now that I know where you keep all your cider and beer, can I be your best friend?
Yeah. Do you want a key?
Yeah.
No big deal.
We have slumber parties. Come over. Hi, everybody.
No, I do monthly runs to Seattle.
On my way out of work, I just grab a 4-pack of Rosenstadt. I mean, how is that like not
that's
heaven?
That's
right
awesome.
There?
And it's nice. It's like 41 degrees in here, so it's nice.
It's nice in cellar temp.
It's nice.
It's ready.
I was going to say, you were talking. We talked about a little bit of the Winter Ale Fest, and it is returning this year, which is going to be phenomenal. Are you making something specifically, or are you going to just throw the Abbey at it?
So every year I take Abbey Spice and I add some other ingredient to it.
Because that's the rule of the game, right?
That's
like the
true.
Fest
special.
Is like you have to make
yeah.
a thing
yeah.
special.
So I've done Abbey Spice with prune juice. I've done Abbey Spice with orange juice, Abbey Spice with cherry. Long list. I've been participating in the Holiday Ale Fest for... six or 7 years now.
Can I make a recommendation?
They're all served warm. Yeah.
Somebody just came in
request?
With more cider.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
right?
It's one of our delivery drivers. She's coming. She's back. She's done with her shift. Yeah, we deliver every day.
With the guy who sits to my right, who is an aficionado in all things peaty, scotchy, and rummy.
JP.
I think a barrel aged Abbey would be delicious.
Oh,
I make
yeah.
a barrel aged Abbey as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? How do you? What do you think about doing it in like sherry cask barrels?
He can't get sherry cask.
Never done mm-hmm. sherry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He can't get sherry cask.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard to get.
JP
oh,
says okay. he can't get it.
Yeah.
JP is the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy to know.
What is in the barrels over here? We talked about it earlier, and we referenced it, but I told you we were going to come back to it.
Oh, I got a lot of things in there.
That sounds like a hard question. Next.
yeah.
Sounds
no,
like
most of what I do is like one or two barrels of this, one or two barrels of that.
Right.
I don't have, I don't have a regular barrel release program. And the last layer that we could drink is a whiskey barrel cider.
Yeah, that's going to hook down. We'll pop that open.
That's
right.
Great.
Do you have any other cider festivals that you're participating in? Other cider events going on around?
Yes.
We have a big one that we do every year called the Cider Summit. It's
okay.
down
yeah.
in the Pearl, but it has taken the last 2 years off. He does it via mail, so you can spend your
okay.
which we did this
know,
year.
Cider
yeah.
Summit.
We did
$60 or something,
yep.
and you can get him in the mail.
We promoted that.
We did.
He's got
we did.
One coming. And actually, oh my God, great tie-in! This cider that we're going to drink tonight, you can get in the holiday version of the Cider Summit
okay,
package.
Thanks.
So if you Google Cider Summit and you buy the holiday package. You can get this one called Please Move West, which
like
is another
it.
One of our tent show ciders. Whiskey barrel aged.
Tent show.
You can't help but say it. Tent show. It's a thing.
Oh, this definitely looks like it's been in a barrel.
Tent show.
Where? It has objects of rum.
Yeah. So this is actually a collaboration with Westward Whiskey.
Please Move West.
Westward Whiskey here in town. They're friends of mine. House
I love those guys. You know Andrew?
Oh
very well, yeah.
Andrew
yeah.
Tice.
He and I.
He's been on the show.
We did the blend on this. Andrew was fun to Andrew had this wonderful, he has this wonderful rule of thumb when he's blending. He said, if you're not sure about what the blend ratios are, go with whole numbers.
Yeah.
So this is like, 25%, 25%, 25%, 25%.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would
beautiful.
Drink many cans
yeah.
of this.
Yeah. Can I just go home with a case?
Holy shit.
I'm running real low. You can go home with a 4-pack.
I'm telling you what.
I've got like a couple of cases left.
Shit. All right. I'll take it.
Wait, why do you love it so much?
That's great.
God, it's just, yeah, it has a wonderful body. It's very full. Of that oaky whiskey flavor.
I'd take a box of any of these, but I need room for food in my fridge. So
yeah, you have a beer fridge?
And your partner's here.
I'm working on it.
Mm.
Your partner's here, so she can X-nay on that one real quick.
The fridge allotment?
You
guys are so rookie. I have a whole fridge just for the bevos. Come on, yo.
Come on, people.
What is with you guys?
Let's talk about this real quick, and JP can weigh in on it because I know he is there.
Yeah, that's very good.
I haven't even tasted it yet. I'm so excited.
I know. You're going to like it. What barrels and how long did it sit for?
Westward, their Westward whiskey. I just think it was their normal whiskey. Westward has this great program where they team up with local breweries and cidery to they give their used barrels to local producers. We age our beer or cider in the barrel, and then they take the barrels back.
Yeah.
And then they age whiskey
reuse them
in
the beer
barrels. Exactly.
Which
so
makes for great whiskey.
Yeah. And Culmination's doing that with them right now. Yeah.
Their first cider barrel aged whiskey will come out. In a little bit.
And what is the base of this? Then?
Heirloom. All really expensive, fancy ass heirloom apples.
Which one?
Yeah. we work with one orchard that has like 70 varieties, so I can start rattling off.
I do know a few, so that's why I only asked.
Yeah, it's primarily Newtown Pippin, which is a little bit more commonly known heirloom apple. But it's got a bunch of English and French bittersweets in there, Medaille d'Or and Michelin and Kingston Black. And
okay, fun. So it's a blend of heirloom.
Yeah.
It's a good size.
And then 18 months in the barrel. And then as it was coming out, it got reblended with a few other, with some fresh cider. There's a little bit of fresh apple juice in there to give it some actual fruitiness.
It's fun. It's quite mild. It's really approachable, even if you're not into, like, wood or whiskey or any
not
of those
overly
things.
Wood.
The aroma kind of comes off like a little caramel.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's fruity, but not like fresh fruity.
I don't think you could even really peg it if you weren't familiar with those kind of flavor components. Yeah.
I really want to add some Abbey to this.
Yeah, there's no spice in it, but it would go great with spice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A little Abbey. Yeah. A little bit of Abbey in this would go a long way.
Well,
how long do we got?
I like it just the way it is.
Well, that's delicious. The thing is, we're gonna as we transition over to our.
John would put whiskey in it.
I know.
Or scotch.
He would probably put.
That's what I was looking at, the Abbey spice. I'd like to put some rum in it.
Yeah.
John, where's this on the peat scale?
Peat.
Are we
peat?
Putting
no peat here?
I know there's no peat in it, but would he put peat in it?
No.
Has he peed in it?
This would be more.
No pee.
No. Okay. For legal purposes,
no
we're
pee.
Supposed to not.
No fallacies near the.
Let me be clear.
That was good.
Hey, it's
there
the
has
pen
never
show.
Been
I want my money.
Any human tissue in any
I'll
of my ciders.
I'll edit that.
No, you don't have to. That's
thank
necessary.
You.
What do you think, John?
Would put in this? Not to put the peat in the
you're
sour
always,
thing.
You're always trying to
no,
throw
yeah.
throw
the peated
peat, scotch.
The
in,
peat goes into the cherry.
In everything.
Yes,
for sure.
Goes into cherry.
I mean, you could just go with, like, the Villanova
and
would probably be a good one.
A light peat, not a strong peat.
Yeah, nah. The Villanova would probably be a the French.
That's a sherry.
Yeah.
But that would be good for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be nice.
I want my peat with a French accent.
That was pretty good.
Holy
thank you.
You know, I've made a lot of whiskey barrel ciders in the Tencho series.
Yes.
And every one is different from every other one. It's so amazing.
Do you
how
have a favorite so far yet?
I have cider ADD, so whatever the most recent cider that I made is,
that's
is
the
one. My
that's
favorite
the best.
One.
Yeah. We're
but you
that.
Can tell. But that's what's fun
that.
About the Tencho stuff is that it's clear that that's what you do, and then just stuff that happens,
totally.
We can give you our money so we can try it, and it's
next,
our fault.
The next Tencho release is a Tepache.
I love Tepache.
The last one that we'll have is a Tepache.
Yeah,
but it's
that's
a,
my
it's
favorite.
A, it's a 2.8% Tepache blend that whenever I taste people on the new one. Nobody guesses it's that low. Everyone guesses it's like 9%, and
crazy.
It's actually so. It'll come out. It's called 400 Rabbits. It'll come out before the end of the year.
Fun.
And y'all can
wow.
flavor high flavor low ABV. I'm with it.
I'm ready to
take my money.
Partake.
Yeah, I love all of that.
Yeah, there's not a thing. I think this is the thing I want to get out to all our listeners here. There is not a single thing on this table that not one person would say they don't like one of.
I liked all of these.
Right, but
all
every single one of these.
They're all quite approachable,
are
actually.
So different, complex-wise and palette-wise, is that you can't not find something to like about each one. I think that's the fun thing about it is, you know, even the one that has the red wine in it, it's like, you're like, what? This is crazy.
That's
drink
so
more.
Good.
Must drink more. Must drink more.
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola
one? I will
one?
Say the one thing that I had that was like the most ridiculous was your Aqua V barrel-aged Tencho series. I had the I've never like not been able to finish a thing, but it took my partner. We had also some kind of special with the
we
the
have
cherry.
One that
it was we
I'll give you another bottle of it just to last another 2 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was like I was.
I mean,
Aqua
Vit's pretty intense.
Aqua
Vit
was intense.
A
it just was like
to
so.
It
was so many flavors.
So many flavors.
My brain was just, which was
it's
I
so
get
herbally.
Maybe
yeah.
you're like
it's
this.
So
maybe
herbally.
Why I'm here is to have my face torn apart.
I
guess.
Described that one as like liquid Indian food.
You could only
sure.
find that in
sure. Sure.
Like really intense.
Yeah,
the
it
face
was.
Tearing is a Portland thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you really know what a tent show is?
Other than an amazing cider.
Yeah, it's like a circus, man.
Yeah.
It's not. Can I tell people? Do
yeah,
you know
yeah,
why? Okay.
I know, yeah,
so, like, if you go to, I don't. I mean, this is what I know of tent shows. It's actually
you've
a thing traveled
that you travel the world, so.
Yeah. So you pay people to. There's usually weird shit. That's
yeah,
all it is.
Shit,
I mean, I've seen some
freak shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like ladies who like pull turtles out of their vagina and stuff. You know, basic stuff.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe
maybe
the world's tallest man. You
sure.
know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Sure. It's like a weird thing. You're paying to see a weird thing. You don't know.
You could save money at the pet store that way.
Thank you, Damien.
That was actually the name of a cider 2 years ago.
I'm wondering, can we get that?
Nature's Pocket.
No.
Can we get that old NBC?
She pulls a turtle out of
know.
Her vagina. Was the name of the cider. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
horrible.
I want a vagina.
For comments, questions, and concerns, you can email us at brewhappypdx.
Can you edit that out?
No.
No, make that one of the buttons on the iPad for next week.
A turtle out of a vagina. A turtle. A turtle. A turtle.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, no. So just be careful. That's all I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Trust the tent show purveyor.
Yes, they're okay.
Now, if Reverend Nat is there, you definitely want to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I've never been unsatisfied with your tent shows.
Right, there's an opportunity to be disappointed with a
tent
show.
Holy
you might not like it, you know.
Yeah. I came
exactly.
in with
but
$50.
That's the point. I think that's really why I appreciate the name. Because it's kind of like you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. This is not a. You're not just
you paid
your
money at the
anymore.
Door, man.
That's right.
I
you're
appreciate
here.
How Rodney Dangerfield
open your
came
mouth.
Out
yeah.
Of this
yeah. Get in here.
Hey, come on,
flavor's right coming
here,
at you.
Baby.
And that's what exactly.
Put your splash shield on. You never know.
Yeah, you may not like it. You maybe can't handle it.
Oh,
you can't
buy
handle this
cider at the grocery store
yeah.
then.
If you don't like
so
this,
much editing,
get the hell out.
But it's so inviting. It's, you know, so much
so
more nice.
Let's just go back and talk about this.
The last one. Last one we're drinking here.
Oh, the tepache.
Tepache.
This is my favorite thing that you've ever done.
So many.
Bless you.
I absolutely love it. I think, you know, sometimes the business isn't going very well. My wife says, you should just quit Reverend Nats and just make tepache in your garage. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
Okay.
I love it so much.
Will do.
It's not actually a cider. It's just pineapples, fermented pineapples.
Oh. Where do you get the pineapples?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Really? Okay, cool.
Costa Rica.
Yeah. This is really delicious.
It's really good.
It's ridiculous. And
it makes a fantastic mixer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Can we do
margaritas all day long?
Can we do a video of how to make tepache?
Yeah, you don't want to make tepache.
No?
No, it's a giant,
fucking
giant
mess.
Pain in the ass.
Wow.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Just let him do it. Why would you want
to
do it?
Tried, no, hold on. Let me just. Mm-hmm. Have you ever just tried to juice pineapple?
Yeah. I have about
$120,000
worth of equipment.
Yeah, it's a fucking mess.
To make pineapples.
I told you, I've made
pineapple.
Wait,
you have special pineapple like shucking machines and stuff?
They're just giant grinders that you stick your hand in there and there'll be no more hand.
Yeah.
No, so I've made pineapple cider and we use the concentrate because that was the cidery's production value. So trying not to get all of the sediment at the bottom of the concentrate into your cider is so...
Yeah,
it's impossibly... Difficult. Difficult.
Unlike with tepache, we don't actually let the sediment settle.
Right.
We keep it pumped over, keep the tank pumped over, agitated while we're canning it, so everybody gets the same amount of sediment in every can.
Right.
So that was the difference between my production value and yours. But this is delicious.
Yeah. And so tepache is a collaboration material. You know, we've collaborated with breweries. It goes great with beer. So we're constantly blending with beer. We've blended it with dozens of breweries around Portland over the years to make tepache specials. So it goes great with beer.
I was going to say, we're going to go right back to the food. I mean, there's about four or five different food. Pork, this would be a great.
I want tacos again.
That's right.
Like a crock pot pork.
Yep.
This would be perfect.
This is the classic recipe for me.
But this is also something you could have with curry. You can have it with something that has a lot of flavor. And it'll be there.
Plate
of
Hawaiian ribs.
Sure, yeah, totally. Barbecue, even, because it'll, like, cool your palate down.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on the next episode of Food Happy, we're going to be talking about Reverend Nat's cider. which is...
it's liquid food, anyway.
We just renamed the show.
We just got our daily dose of fruits and vegetables. This is amazing.
All in liquid form.
Thank you so much.
I think, is that a show?
I was going to say, if John brought anything, now would be the time, but it's up to Rev Nat at his discretion. No? John says no.
I got a lot of stuff.
I know. Nat, do you want anything hard? Yeah, he says yeah.
Well, let me figure out what you have, and then I'll find a cider to mix with it or pair with it.
Okay, I'll be back.
John's going to go to the car.
Oh,
we're
going to
get some heat. Well, while he does that, we're going to check in with our good friend, Miss Niche here.
Hello.
I see you on Instagram once every, 3 months.
I know.
Because you go out of the house. And then you I wore an outfit, so I better take a picture.
Yeah. Oh, God, I wish that was the truth.
It is.
I wish that was
She does wear outfits.
She does wear outfits.
She's wearing one now.
I wear magnificent fucking outfits every day.
Black goes well with everything.
You know me, darling. Yeah. I just don't take pictures at well. Right, I don't share it all the time now because I don't know.
It's different.
Facebook
the
becoming
world is
meta
different.
And the black squares part.
But that was before it had to change its name.
I'm all of that. You know, I think it's good. We all have a bit of more
You'll live right over near Upright, so you got that going
upright,
for you.
So if you don't if you want to see me, just go to Upright. I'll probably be there, to be honest. But I'm opening up my own place, so I'm hoping that I will have tasting niche will be open January.
Ooh.
February. Let's cross our fingers. I still don't have a location, so I'm looking.
What's that going to be?
Tasting room. Okay. So it's going to be just a tasting room. We could have some of these crazy tent shows. We're not going to have any draft lines. It's just going to be stuff that we open kind of at the moment. So it's a bottle shop.
That's
but
killer.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Bottle parties.
You 100% know we'll be there.
Yeah, you're going to be there all the time. It's basically going to be like a big bottle share because you guys know me for bottle shares.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. I want it to be a beautiful space that's curated.
Are you going to take over the old upper lip space? That would be cool.
Oh, man, I wish that whole area.
Oh,
yeah,
my
right.
God.
There's all sorts of stuff that I look at. Looking at locations.
I just want
all
somebody
time.
I know to take over the spaces.
The whole thing.
I'm
using something
like
small.
One.
My space is going to be definitely like a little small kind of wine cave looking deal, but.
That's cool.
Yeah, you
something
guys
used to
be
an old thrift store, like hole in the wall, secondhand clothing store.
It's
going to
be beautiful.
There
you go.
But it's going to be
I
open
guarantee.
In January, you said.
I don't have a space yet, but my like turnaround to open it's like really small, right. And I kind of have a connection for a space, so. But I do have a website, so Tasting Niche. So my name is Niche, N-I-T-C-H. I'm going to try and convert Americans to understanding this, but if you get it wrong, that's okay. I'm not offended.
Okay.
I go by Niche, N-I-T-C-H. And then the store is Niche. N-I-C-H-E.
Like
yeah, a niche market. So when you say niche market, as Americans, you're wrong.
Oh. Mm.
It's a niche market.
Okay.
I'm letting you know
you
now.
Americans.
Everyone else in
There's
the world.
E in there, guys. Niche.
But it's okay. So, but either way, if you want to come and call it the niche market, that's fine because that's also me. So
just
hey.
Bring your money.
Either way.
It's Niche's Market for alcoholic beverages.
It's Tasting
this
Niche.
This is where she
tasting
gets
niche.
From.
Yeah. Thank you. Come hang out with me while I get drunk. And we're going to have a space for like live streaming. So it's going to get intense, you guys.
You guys going to have a stage? We can
so
do a show
you're,
live
it's funny.
There.
I like that coming. You started this with like, I haven't seen you on the internet because boo, come next summer, you're going to be like, if I could get this fucking bitch out of my ears.
What are you talking about? We love your content.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's going to be. It might be too much later. You'll
see. If you don't know of Niche, she does have an infamous YouTube channel that she. It's just there's a lot of fun things, and it's usually her getting ready for the day with a beer.
What's the most fun you've had?
So go check it out.
That you've done lately that you posted.
I mean, I haven't posted a lot of stuff.
She
and
hasn't.
Asking. Because I get pushed out, too. Like, YouTube, they demonetized me before I even started. So I was like, fuck you. I'm not going to be on that place. Why would I create and give you all my work?
Uh-huh.
So I kind of started to feel the same thing about Instagram, where it's like, if I want to connect with the people that I know and love, I can do that through, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the platform's actually good for. That being said, I did recently have a run-in that kind of made me giggle. It's a fun story.
Oh?
I was at The Place. Have you been there?
What
Cider?
Place?
It's called The Place.
It's impossible to
The Place.
Yeah,
it is. It's called The Place. You should go. It's
the former Bushwhacker space.
Yeah.
Oh!
It's The Place.
Yeah.
It's The Place. It's right across from the Edel
Place.
Yeah,
off of 12th and Powell.
Yes, fantastic.
Literally
the subway, yeah.
Yes, and...
the only place anyone who drinks... now should go because
it's
all
the dry
original
ciders.
Place.
It's,
yeah,
the
it's
place
beautiful.
Where
and
we
my space
first
will
met.
Be kind of along the same lines, like tasting room,
a lot
plants.
Of cider people. Yeah, a lot of
easy.
Cider people.
And then the gentleman who owns the location was like, oh, you should. I was drinking a Bauman cider. And he said, oh, you should
good
be
one.
Thankful that this is the lady who makes it. And who is her name?
She's always there.
Christine. She walked
oh
by.
My God,
she walked by.
Love
and
Christine.
I,
yeah.
well,
so
I started to kind of fangirl out because I've heard so much about her and I've never seen her or met her. I'm also friends with Father Martin down at Mount Angel. And
right.
he has her cider and has talked her up so much. And to be honest, I always, when I go to locations and I see that there is a cider at all, and it's a cider that I enjoy. Like Bauman's, it's like, right. oh, so thank you that this is here. So I kind of fangirled out, and she said, I know you. You were that one. She said, didn't you do a video? And I was like, kind
of
like, I don't,
sure.
probably,
yeah.
yeah.
You've done quite
yeah,
a few.
Yeah, sure. And she was like, we laughed about it. It was you in the bathtub. And I remembered what it was. It was during the pandemic. And actually, it's a true thing. I had gotten a case of Bauman's delivered. And my partner, I was taking a bath in the morning, because I do that. And my partner was like, your delivery of Bauman's is here. And I was
like
perfect.
Phone start.
Put it on. Right. You don't like see, I just like me on the floor, but it's like, I just open the box and like pour it from my bathtub.
yeah.
like, but it was like a peach Bellini cider too. So it was so perfect.
Oh,
yes, and she I just laughed
just
so much.
Just post it in the afternoon.
So that, yeah,
post
she
it
said
morning.
I gave them right. like a chuckle, and I was like, oh, that's nice.
So the
you
next
know?
Time
Christine
we...
Christine for
we,
the win.
Mm-hmm.
So Christine and most of those guys that do those...
women.
Yeah, Well, I meant general human beings. Sorry. Christine's amazing. She changes her hair every 6 months.
Does she?
Oh, it's amazing. She just it, she's
she was
so,
a blonde when I saw her.
It was purple when I saw her. So
yeah, it's like a dark red
the
now.
Next
so
time,
fun.
The next time that we have a Northwest Cider Association, I think it's the Portland Cider Cup. I think it's coming up in April. We'll put our names in as Brew Happy for Media, and I'll take you with me.
Let's go.
Because it is not only you get to try ciders, but you just get an immersion into this industry, and it's so fucking
I'm
amazing.
So into it. I'm a 100% taste geek, and I think that Bauman's, like, Reverend that for sure.
The
like,
fact
you
that they have their
it,
own
Bauman's,
the
those
fact
are my
that they have
two.
Their own farm is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, it's a farm with a cider company. It's not a cider company with a farm.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous, the size of this farm.
Have you been out? Anybody been to the farm?
I haven't been out. So I go to Mount Angel to hang out with Father Martin over at Mount Abbey Angel's Bennett St. Benedict Brewing, which is really great. So I haven't, but I haven't been over to her place, which is like right there.
It's like huge.
It's gigantic.
Wow. The cidery is a very
small. She was telling
me
a story about how she like lost a whole pallet of Loganberry cider. Lost it.
Oh, sure.
Lost it. Couldn't find it. And she had Father Martin like demand, like asking, could you clean these kegs? And her staff were like, we don't have time to clean these kegs. And she was like, it's for Father Martin. Just clean them. And so just after she told her people, like, just clean the freaking kegs, she like walked into another part of the barn that she never goes into and found the Loganberry.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, she was like, it's
I
because
love
we're
the Loganberry.
We're cleaning God's kegs, which is probably the truth. You did a good for God. God found you that pallet.
Loganberry.
Nothing like some guilt.
I love it. Yeah, sure.
Amazing.
Beautiful place. If anybody, if you ever get a chance to go to Mount Angel and just like hang out for a couple days, it's like being in a German village.
It's
really wacky.
It's definitely on my bucket list.
Just don't go during the Fresh Hop Festival because it's kind of a
is it
no.
weird
shit
or Oktoberfest? I'd imagine. Yeah.
Okay, we have. Cool. Thank you for your update, and I'm looking so forward to.
You're gonna hear so much about
we're
it.
We're gonna do it.
You're gonna be so tired of it.
We won't. I promise. We love you too much.
Yeah, we're going to camp out in your store.
And because we love you, we're going to give you some hard alcohol. What do you got, JP?
Oh, God.
I brought for Niche, I brought some Armagnac.
Oh, I love Armagnac.
For Niche at night. I call her Niche at night.
Yeah. Armagnac is my favorite.
It is nighttime right now.
There you go. And I brought the.
We always do the show at night.
I know. I might
the English whiskeys for the Reverend, since he sort of makes a cider that's sort of English style.
Oh, he says that one.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought a lighter peaty one.
Gonek.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Armagnac.
Oh, sorry.
Well done.
What is poured Bronwyn? Like, I have a glass, so I hope this isn't expensive.
I just spilt it all over.
That's only 20 years.
Dabbing it on myself.
I got
here.
A 40 year in the car, too.
Yeah.
Fun. So Armagnac
special
is just cognac
sauce.
That's not made in the cognac
no,
region.
No, it's distilled. It's still distilled grapes.
Distilled grapes.
Yes.
20 years of age, it says.
Yes.
40% alcohol. It looks appealing.
This campfire breakfast on a damp morning. This is the tasting panel experience. Single malt whiskey. This is, you said, very peaty or slightly peaty?
Slightly peaty.
And there's nothing else but that. It's pretty much, that's all it says. It's a special release.
Special release. It was aged in sherry casks a little bit, though. And then these came from UK.
Yeah, I'm drinking this Lakes. Lakes whiskey.
That's a sort of newer distillery outside of London.
So easy to drink. This was actually established 2011. That's when I started my cider company.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
But good. So you just have you been traveling recently? Is this your collection? Have you been traveling, P.S.?
The very short story.
Good, because I haven't either. Yeah. It hurts.
The very short
story. Part of the whiskey track.
He went to Scotland and then joined the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society, and now he has 400 plus bottles in his man cave style cupboard.
And not enough time to drink them.
No, he has plenty of time to drink them between him and his wife.
Oh, he just loves sharing them.
I can help.
I love sharing.
He brings them on the show.
You like
I have some.
Oh, yeah.
Damien has some. It's ridiculous.
I try to get things like this you can't get over in the States.
Oh, yeah.
He has a whole closet just of the stuff he's opened.
We're lucky enough
that you can't get in the States.
We've got the second year edition of the Nick Offerman Lagavulin at our house.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm still nursing the end of that.
I'm letting it sit because what happened when I went over to Jeremy Lander's house, and he had the first edition, and it had sat over a year open.
Uh-huh.
So it was totally different profile because the air had just attenuated. It's oh, so good.
It was better.
It was so much better. So I'm letting mine sit a little bit. There's about this much missing from the log.
I haven't touched mine since the last time we had it on the show.
Shouldn't you let it sit in Jeremy's house, though?
No, Jeremy has his own bottle.
Yeah.
Are you sure it'll taste the same?
No.
The temperature.
So here's the thing is I brought mine over. I went over and talked to Jeremy, and I said, hey, I brought something for you. And he's like, oh, that's so great. That's so really kind of you. And we went inside, and he opened. He's like, I feel bad. I didn't tell you. I have the first year. I was like, oh, let's try them side by side. So we try them side by side. He goes, I'm sorry. I lied again. I feel bad again. I was like, why? He's like, I actually have the second year. I just haven't opened it.
Yeah.
I was like, you son of a bitch, but that's awesome. Great job.
I want it.
Right. So we drank them vertically, and it was amazing, but totally different. Obviously.
Whenever I'm at Jeremy's house, I don't ask before I open something.
That's true. What's over here?
I just dig into the back of the.
But he has it out.
We're gonna see him soon, really. So I'll make sure and
remind him. Remind him of the.
Matt says he likes to just go through your cabinet
when he's not looking.
What do you think of that? Yeah.
I haven't tasted it yet.
Oh, please do.
I'm an aroma lady. Like, I will sniff the aroma off of a thing.
Is that why you have so many plants?
Before I put it in my mouth, maybe. Maybe. No, I
dab
the
it
plants
on
are
your
for petting, actually. Oh. Most of my plants are actually kind of fuzzy, so.
That's cool. You have a bathroom filled of them.
Begonias. Yeah,
I have so many. I have some begonias.
Okay, we'll try that, and then we're about ready to leave.
All right.
I have a big red begonia.
But you know that I smell it, I'm going to drink it, and then I'm going to want to put just a little bit of tabache in it and drink it again.
It's right here. You can do that. There it is.
Yeah, if anybody needs any refills on any of the ciders,
That literally makes the cozy fire feel, and you're like, I'm going to take a nice winter's nap now.
I don't know. The Armagnac, it's actually kind of light. It's crisp. It would be good just after any meal. Just like you finish a meal. Bob, just
Creme brulee and Armagnac.
Oh,
shit. Well, now we got
to
go get
France.
Dessert.
Where's the creme brulee?
Every place now I went to in France, literally every restaurant, I asked for two things. Do you have creme brulee? Do you have Armagnac?
Give me your best creme brulee. All right,
give me
the
Armagnac. Have one or
give me the Armagnac.
They only have one
of
these.
Yeah, they don't have different ones. Right,
it's delicious. We're going to have you try it, and then we're going to leave.
Because it's all like $5.
That's so good.
I debauched mine.
I didn't tell you. So JP being JP, because he went to Scotland with Scottish Muscle, and then we went to Bantamic. Well, I was at home for about 6 weeks because I had a newborn. Mm. I got, I think, at least 3 deliveries during that time of like rum, and scotch, and I'm like
with notes that say don't drink until I get back.
No, it's like here you go. We'll talk
excess,
to you later.
Hey, you gotta send it somewhere. Someone has to sign for the package.
Yeah, right. It was me.
I know how it is.
So I have some delicious things.
That's fun.
Like pineapple bark rum.
Was it just irritating though? You were like another box of alcohol. Shut up, baby.
Are you teething?
Or Erica exactly. would go.
They
here's
say
another
it's okay.
box.
She would answer that. I would like be going into the store, and she's like, a man dropped a box off. I was like, that's probably alcohol.
It's probably alcohol. Don't touch it.
And then while I was doing shows from home, JP would stop by before. He'd get me all the previous week's cans plus another little bottles of whiskey and Dingle and things like that. And then he's like, and here's another bottle. And I'm like, oh, God.
You guys are crazy.
It's fun.
And you've been nonstop through the pandemic, too, right?
Yeah.
You guys have still brew happy every time.
Yeah, every time. Yeah.
Jeez, Damien. Yeah. Look at you guys.
Every week. Almost every week.
Whoop, whoop. Such commitment.
There was a couple of weeks I had to take off.
There was the first few weeks we were just trying to figure things out and get Zoom working.
Well, he Zoomed. I didn't Zoom with him.
No.
Because you had a kid.
I had a kid.
Blame the kid.
John's not afraid of my germs. He's like, I got the original COVID.
I got the original COVID.
So it's fine.
Good.
I was in Dublin
when
this all happened.
Early COVID.
Did you get
the first round?
The first round.
Alpha.
That's good.
Alpha variant. Wow.
We were there 5 days before St. Patrick's Day, and they closed it down 3 days.
Wow.
And the 2 days were Friday, Saturday. So that place was rocking anyway.
Yeah.
And then they shut everything down, so we got a car, just drove around Ireland because nothing was open.
Yeah.
And then we got on a plane of 7 people, and we went to Scotland.
Mm. Wow.
And that was closed down, so we just drove around Scotland. And then they said, we're supposed to be back the 25th. They said the last plane back is the 22nd. We said, oh.
Better get on it.
So we're in Attenborough.
Or spend some longer, more time there.
Many months.
Good thing you asked.
A year.
Well, we were keeping up on it because my wife was paranoid as hell, and I'm just going like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I'll get it back.
Don't worry about it.
Well, somewhere in between the two of you was the true answer there.
Right.
And they got home, and then you guys quarantined for, I think, another 2 weeks, didn't you?
Well, it was about, least, it was, right. No, it was 2 days before we caught it.
Right. Mm.
Because when jet lag sets in, you know, after that jet lag, that's when we caught it. And but it wasn't too bad. 2 days on, 2 days bad, and then 2 days was good, and 2 days bad, and then that was about it.
Well, we're happy that you survived.
Fever never got over 99.
And you made it back.
I never took an aspirin.
Damn.
How much whiskey did you drink along the way?
Yeah. Because, and this is a fact, the liquor burns out the viruses.
Yes, it does. Nothing's growing.
I hear this from Russia.
I told, okay. I told my, okay. my brother got COVID.
I think it works differently in Russia than it does in America.
I told my brother, I go, don't drink alcohol. You need to drink like hot tea. He's like, nope.
No. It burns it has out. To be, look, 60%. See, it's 60%.
That's right.
It has to be
60% or higher. Yeah.
Yes.
When I was in my 20s, I used to get rid of the flu by drinking screwdrivers.
Classic.
That sounds like a problem.
Gargle with a scotch.
There you go. Yeah. Nat, Nitch, thank you guys both so much for coming on the show.
What a good time.
This has been fun.
Woop woop. Yeah.
If you want to check out more, revnats.com. There is lots of cider you guys can drink. You can see where you can buy it. You can see where you can get it. There's
get a box of anything.
Shows. There's 10 shows.
Yeah.
Actually,
ten
hopefully
show.
By the time this 16th. Podcast airs, we're launching a 35-state nationwide delivery as well. Go to the website, push the buy button.
Holy
and
shit.
And we'll ship
a minute,
to
I was
you.
Like, wait, how many fucking states are there?
Yeah.
35 states?
More
that's
than
a lot
35.
Of states.
We have 50 all together in America.
So that's going to be really exciting.
Count those lower states.
Wow.
So home delivery in Portland area as well.
This
yeah, thank
is
you.
Huge.
As well as nationwide shipping.
Are you sold on the stock market yet? Or?
Still not getting that stuff to Florida, huh?
I don't know if
no one wants
only 35
Florida.
States. You know?
Okay. All right. All right.
We get to the Mason-Dixon, Mississippi line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I do get a special pleasure out of making my my friends and family in Florida jealous. Ha ha.
Oh, I won't tell them. We won't tell them. That
we just did.
Oh, I'm taking a 4-pack of something home with home to Florida with me, and I'm gonna smuggle it in my suitcase. And that's a thing.
Oh yeah. We've got big thanks you guys, and if you want to check out anything that we've talked about on the show,
you can find my stuff too.
Yeah.
Tasting Niche, NICHE.com or Tasting Niche. NITCH.
You're gonna have to hold on to
either
both
way.
Forever.
But at Tasting Niche, I'm doing vintage, so I'm like slinging vintage stuff as well. Because clearly fashion.
You just get both domains and you do a redirect.
I have both. Yeah, so it's whatever you guys are into.
Go do
no
it.
No big deal.
We'll
come
be
say
there.
Hi, buy a scarf, whatever you're into.
We're gonna be there. We're gonna bring gifts, a plentiful for your
Myrrh
opening
and gold.
And some
Yeah, thank you, beer fans and cider fans out there for listening to this show. We do the Brew Happy Show for you. If you want to help support the show, check us out at patreon.com/brewhappy. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and help us get new memory cards for as little as only $5, which is less than a cup of coffee these days in some cafes. You can help us do a lot more and travel a lot wider, as well as get really cool things from us, like special editions of the Overpour episodes, glassware, you know, all kinds of stuff. Well,
signed nude photos.
Yep,
you're just doing the arm thing, Ryan. Just
hurry, though.
Help out.
I thought that it meant.
Who's
can
nude
you
photos?
Edit that out.
Yeah, no. He
just
wants
Damien's. Just Damien's.
Just Damien's.
You guys
no,
don't have
no,
a calendar.
No. I don't do that anymore.
I thought you guys had a calendar.
Hey guys, I left that life behind
Mr.
a long
December.
Time ago.
I have a calendar.
I don't have.
Just
the
trying
figure.
To get you more sales.
Only for the Patreons.
Or more letters of controversy.
That's not going to help.
Only for the Patreons.
All right, guys. As always, I don't just like you. I love you, and I want to have a beer with you and a cider with you. And until next week, keep brewing. But brew happy. Cheers. John, thanks for all the... Wow.
Thank you so much, sir. That was killer. Did we hit the 2-hour mark? We're at 1:40. Still not our longest show.
Really? What's the longest?
Jeremy. By the way, did he ever get to tell you about the story
recent
about
one?
Nick Offerman?
No, I edited that one down.
Not the original.
I cut.
No.
That's a road trip episode.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be.
This production is brought to you by Brew Happy Media, the ultimate brewer's media resource.
For more information, go to thebrewhappyshow.com and brewhappypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Brew Happy. For more cigar pairings, please check out our sponsor, PaulCigars.net. Questions, concerns, advertising, or guest relations, please reach us at brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Remember, brew happy, drink responsibly. Cheers.
More beer.
Yeah, baby.
Smoke it. Oh my God.